Okay, good morning. How are you? Fine. Good. Thank you. Okay, today we're going to do lesson two, which is climate. Okay, and I think you've probably prepared some good answers. Let me just mention that when we start with question number one, if you look, it's been asked for 4 years in a row. So it's been asked since 2006. 7, 8, and 9. So this year, maybe they might ask it because it looks like they like the question. Maybe they won't. So again, I've always mentioned that just because they say 1 year or ask it in 1 year doesn't mean they won't ask it next. Because they ask it this year, they might ask it again. So anyway, you just have to prepare for lots of answers. Okay, let me start then. A basic question is, what is Japan's climate like? Okay, you're going to start. Good, thank you. What is Japan's climate like?
Japan stretches from north, up north to south. So it's about 3,000 kilometers. Very long.
Okay.
So the climate, it's different from north, middle, and south.
Okay.
Very different. Mm. But generally speaking, the Honshu, the main island, the biggest island in Japan, the Honshu's climate is typical or representative.
Okay.
So I explain about the Honshu climate.
Okay.
Generally speaking, the Honshu climate is very tender and temperate.
It's rather temperate?
Rather temperate.
Yeah, okay.
And mild.
Okay.
Mild.
Well, when I think of mild, I think pleasant. And sometimes summer is not real pleasant. It's too hot. Sometimes winter is a little cold. So say relatively,
relatively
temperate.
Temperate.
Okay.
Relatively
is that
temperate.
Good? Okay.
But in summer and in winter, it's not so temperate.
Okay.
In summer, it's very hot and humid.
Okay, right.
While in winter, it's very cold and dry. Mm-hmm. So, but in spring, in autumn, you should feel very comfortable because the temperature is not so high, is not so low,
okay.
And not so dry and not so humid.
Okay.
So, these two seasons the best season in the world, in the year.
Okay,
but you have a rainy season from June to July, so about 40 days. So except for that, it doesn't rain so much. The exceptional one is typhoon, which has which brings us a lot of rain and wind. So,
okay, yeah, that's probably good. Yeah, okay. Maybe you might wanted to say that even Honshu, regardless from north to south, there's always four seasons.
Every area has four
seasons, right? They're clear cut. They say clear cut, clear, distinct four seasons, mm-hmm. right? Okay, right. The average rainfall is not too much, but it does rain, so it's needed also during the year. So good. Okay. That sounds fine. Just kind of put it together so it's a little smoother and practice what you want to say. Okay. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, I know a lot of these answers say it's the weather is temperate or mild, and I'm going, the image of mild and temperate is a little different maybe. Yes, it's, you know, Tokyo is warmer than Hokkaido, but it's still not pleasant in the winter. You need to wear overcoat, you need to wear the scarf and things. So in that sense, it's not real pleasant, but
so
it's...
Can I say the Japan climate belongs to the temperate zone? Is that okay?
Yeah, okay, I could say that. It belongs to the temperate zone. And the temperate zone really means not extreme, but still has four seasons. Mm-hmm. I think that's what temperate zone means. So you end up with hot... Yeah, that's probably better. And you end up with hot summers and cold winters, but maybe, you know, the winters in Tokyo are much warmer than the winters in Hokkaido, right? Okay, let's maybe have her practice. What is your answer for what is Japan's climate like?
Most of Japan is in the northern temperate zone, and it is generally mild, and the climate varies from region to region because the Japanese archipelago runs almost 3,000 kilometers from north to south.
Okay.
And there are four clear-cut seasons. Spring and autumn is quite present.
Okay. Are quite present. Okay.
But in summer, seasonal winds blow from the Pacific Ocean, making it hot and humid. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, in winter, winds blows from the Siberia, making it very cold.
Okay.
Very cold.
All right.
And Hokkaido and the sea of Japan side have generally have snowfalls, mm-hmm, and heavy snowfalls.
Well, heavy snowfalls, right? Okay.
And except Hokkaido, there is a rainy season in early summer. And sometimes typhoons strikes in part of the country in summer and early autumn.
Right. Okay, good. So typhoons strike.
Typhoons strike.
Yeah, okay. So winds blow, typhoons strike. What did we say? Spring and summer are. Okay. But that was a good answer. You covered the basic parts. There's four seasons. There's a rainy season, except for in Hokkaido, that's between summer, spring and summer. Mm-hmm. And there's typhoons that come in late summer and autumn. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And there's heavy snowfall on the Sea of Japan coast, northern part, and also in Hokkaido. So good, that covered it very well. Okay, let me just ask you then specifically, what is the climate like in Hokkaido?
In Hokkaido, it is a little bit colder compared to the climate of Tokyo and Osaka.
Okay.
And in winter, it is generally very dry and comfortable weather. And on the other hand, the winter is very long, relatively very long and very cold. And Hokkaido has a heavy snowfalls during the winter season. Mm-hmm. And especially, for example, in Asahikawa City, is one of the coldest temperature area. And
areas?
Uh-huh. Areas. Uh-huh. And on the record, it was minus 40 degrees in the past.
Okay. Let's balance it out between summer, spring, and winter,
and
right.
Winter.
Be careful. Yeah. There was something you said, it's winter is comfortable, dry and comfortable.
Winter is wet and very cold.
Okay. Did you say winter is comfortable or did you say,
no,
did
I,
you mean
I
summer?
Said summer? Summer?
Summer
is very dry and comfortable.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Maybe I heard winter. Maybe you think you said summer, maybe you said winter, maybe, you know, when you look at the video, you'll find out. But that's fine, I was wondering. So, yeah, as long as you mean summer is usually comfortable, dry, okay. Okay. So, again, just when you cover Hokkaido, the winter is probably most people's main impression because of the cold weather, okay. But, you know, summer, you said mild and comfortable, and it's not as hot as other areas, it's not as humid as the main island. And what else? Spring and fall are pretty typical. Cool, dry. Okay. All right, let's do that. I'm going to have you talk about Okinawa. What is the climate of Okinawa like?
The Okinawa climate is a little bit hotter than the other area in Japan because it belongs to the subtropical zone.
Okay.
And it's the far south of Japan.
It's the farthest south? Okay.
Located at the far farthest south.
Yeah, okay. It's located the farthest south of
south
of Japan. Okay.
Of Japan.
Yeah.
So naturally, in summer, it's very hot.
Okay.
And humid. In winter, it's comfortable because not so cold.
Okay,
so
right.
So even in the winter time, you might be wear only t-shirts. It depends on the season.
Okay, you might be able to wear.
Able to wear.
Only t-shirts.
T-shirts, only
okay.
T-shirts.
Okay.
And in spring and in autumn, it's relatively mild or temperate,
mm-hmm.
But still warm, very warm.
Okay.
Compared with the other area in Japan.
Sure. Okay, so in your opinion, what is the best season to visit Okinawa? Is there a best season, do you think?
I think it's summer. Although it's very hot, but it's the best to visit if it's a tropical zone. The summer is the best.
Okay.
Because you can enjoy the hot seasons, food, atmosphere, and sea. You can swim
mm-hmm.
on the
okay.
sea. So I recommend you to visit in summer.
Okay.
Instead of other
seasons. Okay, good. That's fine. Good. Yeah, everyone has a different opinion. Yeah, summer is good because you can enjoy the ocean, the beach, right? Because in winter, even though it's milder, you still can't swim. It's not real swimming weather. So my idea of comfortable and warm is swimming weather in the winter. So in tropical areas, you can swim all year, basically. Tropical areas like, you know, Thailand or Singapore, those places. But Okinawa is kind of a little bit north, so in the winter it's not warm enough to swim, I hear. Good. Okay, we'll go back to Hokkaido. When to you is the best season to visit Hokkaido?
In Hokkaido, summer is the best season to travel Hokkaido because it's a dry and the comfortable weather. It's a very popular tourist destination.
Mm.
And also, if you are snow or if you are ski or snowboarding lovers, or maybe number one attraction is the probably snow
mm-hmm.
in Hokkaido, and many very good conditions and very good resorts, snow resorts can be found in Hokkaido, and also many hot spring resorts are located close to the snow resorts. And for example,
ski resorts.
Ski resorts.
Okay.
Ski resorts.
Uh-huh.
And for example, Noboribetsu Hot Spring and Jozanke Hot Springs are very close to Sapporo City.
Mm.
And I think the ski resorts and hot springs is the best combination of the winter attractions.
Mm. Okay, right. So maybe your answer is, I think the best season you said is summer?
Summer and
right.
also and
winter. Right, okay. So maybe say that at the beginning because you start talking about winter. So yeah, it's good to connect it better. So the best season actually is summer and winter because
and winter.
Summer is comfortable, cool, not so humid.
Mm-hmm.
The temperature is not so hot like mainland Honshu.
Mm-hmm.
And then in winter, of course, skiing is wonderful and it's very, good for people who like to ski. And it's
mm-hmm.
also very typical of Hokkaido, the image of the winter,
mm-hmm.
you know. Good. I like winter the best there. I've been in three seasons, I guess.
Wow.
And I like winter. I've been to winter two or three times. I like it a lot. So, okay. The next question is, you could keep it. We'll go back and forth. How would you explain Japan's four seasons to foreign tourists? How would you explain about Japan's four seasons?
In Japan, seasonal changes are very distinct. Generally, spring begins in March, and summer begins in June, autumn in September, mm-hmm. and winter in December.
Okay.
And spring and autumn are usually quite present, and the climate is very stable mm-hmm. in spring and autumn, but summer is relatively hot and humid, and winter is quite chilly.
Mm.
Mm. But in Japan, taking advantage of seasonal changes in climate, mm. people can enjoy their many different kinds of leisure activities mm. and throughout the year.
Okay, good. And what about, is there a rainy season?
Rainy season, there is a rainy season in early summer, but except Hokkaido, there is a rainy season.
So, right.
So people can go to Hokkaido to escape from rainy
right.
and wet weather.
Right. Okay. Right. I'm just joking. Sometimes people say there's six seasons in Japan, right? Spring, summer, fall, winter, rainy season, and typhoon season.
Oh, typhoon season.
But that's my kind of thinking. So probably four seasons is the best answer. Okay. Good. Well, the way you expressed this was quite good because, the answer in the book has, spring is usually March to May, summer from June to August, fall from September to November. It gets hard to say. So actually your presentation of, spring starts in March, summer starts in June, autumn starts in September. It's easier even to listen to, so it's not so technical. So that was a nice way to say that. Yeah, it's actually nice. The other way is fine too. It just takes longer to say it. You have to go through each one, right? So, good. All right, let's practice the same question. How would you explain Japan's four seasons to foreign tourists?
Yeah, in Japan we have four seasons, and each season is very distinct. Except for Okinawa, which is located in the southern part of Japan, we have very clear-cut four seasons. And spring and fall or autumn are the best season, at least to me.
Okay.
It's very comfortable.
Right.
It's not so dry, not so humid, not so hot, mm-hmm. not so cold.
Okay.
So it's very comfortable to us. In summer, it's very hot and humid, generally speaking, except for Hokkaido.
Okay.
And in winter, it's very cold and dry.
In Tokyo, right?
In Tokyo,
right.
Yeah.
In Kanto.
Tokyo,
mm.
yeah. But in Hokkaido, they have a lot of snowfalls, as well as in Tohoku and Niigata area.
Right.
So, the climate, the seasons changes region by region. And also we have a rainy season, which start July, late in, no, no, early in June to mid-July.
Okay, right, in Honshu, right?
In Honshu, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And in Hokkaido, there is no rainy season.
Mm-hmm.
And typhoon also strikes us, strike the Japan island. It's from late August to mid-November, 10, 20 typhoons. It depends on the year.
Right. Okay. Good. All right. Good. Maybe that's good. I think your answer is very good. Just maybe mention, spring starts in in March, that kind of wind. Yeah, but that's okay. So next time you just add that. I think it's nice that the four seasons and the temperate zone is pretty standard the world around, right? Meaning that spring starts in usually March and summer is June, autumn is September, winter is December. So good. All right. Where do you think in Japan has the nicest climate?
Where?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you could live in a place in Japan that had the nicest climate, is there such a place?
Yes. I think the Shizuoka Prefecture is the best place to live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From the viewpoint of the climate.
Okay.
It's through the year, the temperature is not so high, not so low,
mm-hmm.
not
okay.
so dry, not so humid.
Mm-hmm.
So many people live or move to Shizuoka Prefecture
oh, okay.
when they get older.
Okay.
the typical one is Tokugawa Ieyasu, who was a shogun in the 17th century.
Mm. Okay, good. Shizuoka, that's a nice place. Good. What about you? Where do you think? Is there a place in Japan that has like the best climate?
Okay. Personally, I think Ehime Prefecture is the place to and the nice place to live in because the climate is quite stable throughout the year and very warm and dry weather and very the many towns in Ehime Prefecture is a very peaceful and calm and located in front of in the inland sea
mm-hmm.
inland
right.
sea and many good fruits and such as for example mikan orange Japanese orange
oh, okay.
citron and udon noodles mm. and
okay.
white noodles it comes from these areas.
Okay, right. So that's a nice place to live. Actually, there's lots of nice places to live, right? But I just don't like the summer. I love summer because I don't have to wear overcoat and scarf and hat in the summer. But I don't like the humidity, right? The winter, so I'm trying to think, where could you live that's not too hot? In summer, you go to Hokkaido, but then the winter's too cold. Right? So you may have to have 2-3 houses, right?
Right.
Okay. Good. In Japan, they have, what is it? The next question. We add what part of Japan has the heaviest snowfall? Okay. Did I skip 3? Okay, I was asking all these other questions. I was trying to, okay, what is the most comfortable season then? Sorry, I thought it was looking, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, thank you for reminding me. I was thinking, did I ask this? I'm kind of sleepy today, okay.
Each season has its own charm, but the best time to travel Japan is probably spring and autumn because of the climatically stable season. And spring is generally from March through May, mm-hmm. and it's a time when cherry blossoms blooming can be enjoyed across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And in autumn is generally from September to November, and equally a good time to travel Japan with present weather.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Autumn, the four country coveted with a very colorful foliage is.
Foliage
is breathtakingly beautiful. I think spring and autumn is the best season.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, be careful. There's a word, fall foliage, which is
foliage.
Yeah, it's be careful. There's a word in English. There's foliage with an L, and there's a pronunciation of a word forage.
Mm.
And forage is not really good. It's what they do with like. To forage, I think, is to go through things like garbage, zaseru or something, gomi waseru. Is there a Japanese term?
Excuse me.
Gomi aseru or gomi o.
Atsumeru.
No, atsumeru aseru or araseru or something. It's like forage through the garbage. So be careful of fall foliage.
Oh, forage.
leaves? Yeah, maybe that's easier. Yeah, if you're having trouble between the L and R. Okay. Foliage is a word. I think it comes from Latin and it means leaves. But in America, they'll have tours like fall foliage tours. And people will go take a bus to the mountains to see the color leaves. And they call fall foliage tours. It's a popular expression. But there is a word forage, I think, which means to plow through or to go through. And I thought somebody said in Japanese or something, what do you do when people are homeless when they go through the garbage? When they...
Asaru?
Asaru, that's the word. It's kind of like gomi asaru. So it's like asaru kind of thing, right? That's the word. Naseru, asaru. That's, thank you. Yeah, I knew there was an expression. I wasn't sure. I didn't remember. But that's kind of what forage means. Okay. So foliage, if you can say it properly, it's fine. But put your tongue between your teeth. Foliage.
Forage.
Lige. The L sound.
Lige.
Yeah, that sounds better. Lige. Bite your tongue, actually. Foliage.
And
you put your tongue between your teeth. Foliage. Foliage.
Foliage.
You put it at before. Foliage.
Foliage.
Yeah.
Lige.
Yeah, that sounds better. So foliage, like that.
Foliage.
Then your L sound is correct.
Foliage.
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 Okay, good. So you learned a new word. I learned some more Japanese. Let's ask you, what is the most comfortable season for you to travel in Japan?
Oh, I think the autumn and the spring is the best season to travel in Japan. Because the both all seasons are very comfortable. Temperature. Mm-hmm. Is not so high and not so low.
Okay.
And the air is not so dry, is not so humid.
Okay.
So it's good to visit in both seasons. And also, because of that climate, the leaves come out, and flowers also come out, so you can enjoy young leaves and also flowers, many, many flowers.
Okay.
And in autumn,
right?
You can see the color of leaves change to red and yellow. So if you are lucky, you can see many colors.
Right.
So I recommend you autumn or spring.
Spring. Okay, good. All right, before I forget, let's go to the next question. I have all these other questions here. What part of Japan has the heaviest snowfall?
The heaviest snowfall part is...
It sounds good, but it sounds a little... The heaviest snowfall part, the part...
The part of...
Japan, the part...
Of the part of Japan of...
With the heaviest snowfall.
With the heaviest snowfall.
Good.
Is Hokkaido and also Niigata. Because the Hokkaido is located at the northern part of Japan, so it's very natural.
Very, very natural. Do you mean full of nature or very natural for heavy snow?
Natural for heavy snow.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Natural for heavy snow, right? Because it's cold. Okay.
In winter, we have... wind from Siberia. So the wind hit the range after drawing up the moisture on the Japan Sea. Hit the range and damped the snowfall before the range. So naturally in Niigata, in Akita, and Yamagata, which is a Tohoku area, you have a very heavy snowfall. Among these areas, Niigata is a special, and it's the heaviest.
Okay.
In Tohoku area, and in Niigata, Tokamachi had the heaviest snowfall. Its accumulated snowfall is about 10 meters for one season.
Right, it's big, is it? Yeah, okay.
And sometimes 1 meter a night.
Oh.
It's not unusual.
Okay, so, lots of snow.
And in Hokkaido, they have the same thing.
Okay, right, so lots of snow there, especially Niigata, right? Okay, good. Does it snow in Tokyo?
Yes, in Tokyo, it's not so much, not so often, just a few times. And, maybe only one time that we have over 1 inch snowfall in Tokyo area.
Over one time a year?
A year.
Uh-huh, right, okay. Right, it does snow, but not too often, not too much, right? Good. Okay. Same question then, the basic question here is number 4. What part of Japan has the heaviest snowfall?
Hokkaido and the Japan seaside of Honshu mainland generally have snowfalls in winter. Mm-hmm. In particular, the snowfall of 2 or 3 meters is not unusual in the region of Hokuriku region. Mm-hmm. On the border of between Niigata Prefecture and Fukushima Prefectures. For example, Tokamachi City in Niigata Prefecture is well known as one of the heaviest snow area, heaviest.
I shouldn't have talked. One of the areas with the heaviest snow.
With the heaviest snow. Mm. And the city is covered in snow for around one third of the year, with snowfalls over 2 or 3 meters throughout the year.
Okay. Can you ski there, Tokamachi?
Yes. Tokamachi has a very small snow resort, ski resort, but it's very close to Tokamachi city, Yuzawa and Ishiuchi ski resorts is very close to within the 30 minutes.
Okay. Where do you ski?
Yes, I just.
Okay. Where do you recommend as the best place to ski in Japan?
In my opinion, I like their Zao ski resorts. It's located in Yamagata Prefecture. It takes about two and a half hours by Yamagata Shinkansen bullet train from Tokyo.
Okay.
And Zao is one of the striking feature of Zao. Zao Resort is a snow monster. It's it's like the trees are covered in snow with strong winds by Siberia, and the trees are covered in snow, and it looks like a very unique feature and unique impression of a monster.
Right, it looks like a very unique shape.
Shape,
like a monster.
Shape like looks like. Monster.
Right.
And Zao Resort is very close to Zao Onsen, Hot Spring Resort. And after very freezing in the cold air, skiing and I like soaking in the hot spring.
Mm. Okay, right. So, yeah, Zao's nice. People, in Japan, a lot of people call those trees ice monsters. Yeah, however, most people would not understand what you mean. I don't know why, but it's okay. You know, ice monsters. In the tour guide test, they will know what you're talking about. But if you told tourists that, oh, in Zao there's ice monsters, they think, oh my god, kawaii, you know.
Instead of ice monsters, snow monsters make sense.
Well, the same thing, snow monster. What is that? The Himalayan monster or what is that? The Yuki Otoku? Yeah, that kind of thing. That's their impression. They're going to think of the snowman monster or something. So, but it's okay. These ice monsters are okay. You say the ice monsters are trees covered with snow and ice. Yeah, or ice and snow-covered trees, what, something like that. So ice and snow-covered trees, snow and ice-covered trees, trees covered with heavy snow and ice, mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so I know that a lot of people like to talk about Zao, and that's one of the features there, is the shapes are very funny looking, the trees, right? They kind of look like monsters to them, but... Anyway, yeah, the juhyo is what you call. So it's ice-covered trees or snow and ice-covered trees or trees covered with snow and ice. Okay, sure, Zao's a popular place. I think I've been there once a long, long time ago. So, good. Let's go to question five. I don't care. Tell me about the climate of the Kanto area.
Kanto area is located in the temperate zone. It's generally mild and pleasant weather, and it has four distinct seasons with the rainy season in early summer. And spring begins in March, and it's generally pleasant weather with an average temperature of around 15 or 16 degrees Celsius, and summer from June to August is very hot and humid, and autumn is quite pleasant with clear skies and bright sunny skies, and the climate is quite stable. Winter is also bright and sunny, but very cold, and sometimes with light snowfalls.
Okay, good. All right. Let's just ask him the same question. Tell me about the climate of the Kanto area.
Okay. Kanto area is located at the center of Honshu. So the it belongs to the typical temperate zone. So they have four
seasons. All right.
And in summer, it's very hot and humid. In winter, it's dry and cold.
Mm-hmm.
In autumn and in spring, the climate is very comfortable to us. Mm. Not so humid, not so dry, not so hot, not so cold.
Okay.
But Kanto area is very broad. It's a plain, so it's different between inland and coastal side.
Okay, or it's different. Okay, maybe it differs.
It differs between coastal side and inland side.
Right. Okay.
In inland side part, it's colder in winter and hotter in summer.
Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah, that's fine. You answered pretty good. Let me just ask. What define the Kanto area? Do you know what area is called the Kanto area? Do you know which?
the Kanto is six or seven prefecture. I forgot. These prefectures belong to the Kanto plain, Kanto area.
Oh, okay.
It's surrounded by the mountains.
Right. So I think in the middle, Tokyo is In the middle, it would, yeah, Kanagawa, Saitama, Chiba,
Ibaraki, Tochigi,
Gunma, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a big area, so.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And then when you get into Gunma, some of that area, Tochigi also gets some of the mountains, so it's in the, some areas are mountainous too, a little bit, right?
Yes, Kanagawa is too.
Yeah, Kanagawa has some, yeah.
Yeah, even Ibaraki. So yeah, except for Tokyo and Chiba, they have mountains.
Yeah, they have mountains, yeah. But they still consider Kanto area, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay, good. I guess we'll go to the next question. Is please tell me about the climate of Tokyo. Now, this to me is, you know, Tokyo and Kanto are basically are going to be about the same.
Yeah, almost the same.
So what we'll do is just practice this again. If you look at the answer they've given in the book, the Kanto weather, the climate, is a shorter answer. So the Tokyo one is a little bit longer. But anyway, let me ask you then about the climate of Tokyo. What is the climate of Tokyo like?
Tokyo is located at the center of Japan, so it's a typical, it belongs to the typical temperate zone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in autumn and in spring, we feel very comfortable, not so dry, not so humid, not so hot, not so cold. And there are four clear-cut seasons.
Okay.
And in summer, it's very hot and humid. And in winter, it's very cold and dry. But not so much snowfall.
Okay.
Some rains, but not so much rain, snowfall. We have only a few times snowfall.
We only have snowfall
a few times.
A few times a year.
A few times a year.
Good. Okay. Mm.
And but in Tokyo, the western it differs from the western part and the eastern part.
Okay.
In the eastern part, there are very crowded. It's very crowded.
Okay, crowded. Okay. Mm.
Houses and buildings.
Okay.
So the roads are covered by asphalt and also concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And the buildings are almost made of concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, in summer, it absorbs the heat. And then it emits at night. So it's terrible at night in summer.
Mm.
While in the western part.
Okay, west part of Tokyo, right?
In the west part of Tokyo, it's better. It's cooler in summer. But in winter, it's colder.
Right. And
because inland. It's inland.
It's
not
inland.
Coastal.
Right. And it's more hilly, right?
Yeah,
isn't it hilly?
Yes.
You go into a Takao-san and some of that area is mountainous.
Okitama, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Good. What is the temperature in the summer in Tokyo?
In summer in Tokyo, it reaches at highest. It's 39 something.
Mm.
But on the average, 32 something, I believe. Yeah. And at night, it's daytime.
Okay, yeah. Daytime temperature,
and
right.
At night, 25 to 31, something like that.
Okay.
I'm not so sure, but yeah, something like that.
Right, okay, good. Right, the temperature is over 30s in the daytime, sometimes almost near 40. And then nighttime is maybe 25 or over, right?
Yes.
So anytime it's 25 or over, they consider it to be a very hot and humid evening, right? So sometimes they tell that how hot the summer was by the number of nights that are 25 degrees and higher,
yes.
Right? Okay, good. Let me ask the same question that is number six. Is please tell me about the climate of Tokyo.
The Tokyo's climate zone is falls into the temperature classification, and it has four distinct seasons. Mm-hmm. It is marked throughout the year, and the average yearly temperature is around 16 degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. And the summer is relatively hot and humid, but the winter is bright and sunny, mm-hmm. and a little bit chilly, and with light snow, not so often, a few times a year.
Okay.
And the rainy season in Tokyo stretches over June and July, and typhoons hits in September.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. In Tokyo, September is has the most rainfall, and Tokyo's annual amount of rainfalls is around 1,400 millimeters on average.
Okay, so you said September has the most rainfall, right?
I think
September is fall and it should be dry, but it does rain a lot sometimes in September.
Yeah,
right?
In the record.
Right.
September has
that. Especially if typhoons come, right?
Yeah, because of typhoons.
Sure. Okay, what, in your answer again, you think you said it's mild. Let's use the word moderate.
Moderate.
Huh? Moderate.
Moderate.
Yeah. Again, mild to me sounds much more comfortable, and it's, you know, the winter is relatively moderate, meaning not extreme. Okay, what about then winter? You talk about it's relatively moderate. What is the temperature in winter in Tokyo?
Winter is in Tokyo, on average, it is approximately 5 degrees Celsius.
How much?
5 degrees.
Oh, 5 degrees. Okay.
And sometimes it is in particularly it is 1 or 2 degrees Celsius in this year.
Right. Okay. Good. Some of this is like the most comfortable season to travel. What about in summer? Is Tokyo comfortable to visit in summer? And what would you do if tourists who want to come in summer, what would you tell them?
Personally, I think summer is not their comfortable season, the best comfortable season to travel Tokyo, because it's very humid and hot.
Okay. But what would, if they say, well, I only have vacation in the summertime.
Oh, summertime.
Right. What would you tell them about the weather? What would you tell them they can do?
Okay. I recommend to go to Hakone Resorts and Mountain Resorts. It is located within the 1.5 hours
mm-hmm.
from Tokyo. It's very easy access.
Okay.
From Tokyo, and the Hakone is surrounded by the mountain. It's located close to Mount Fuji, and many hot spring resorts around Mount Fuji in Hakone area, and very fresh air and mm-hmm. Green scenery can be enjoyed in the mountain
okay.
area. So Hakone is the all year round tourist destination.
Okay, so yeah, Hakone is nice to visit in the summer. Okay. What other things do tourists do in the summer in Tokyo, or for example, or in Japan, in Tokyo?
Oh, in Japan. In Tokyo, not only in Tokyo, but also in throughout the country, many local festivals and many fireworks displays are annually held. Especially on weekends throughout the July and August. Maybe many visitors from home and abroad visit Tokyo to see their festivals and displays.
Okay, good. Mia, when is the cherry blossom season in Tokyo?
When?
Yeah, when do cherry blossoms bloom in Tokyo?
Well, it depends on the year's weather, but usually, generally speaking, it starts from late in March and sometimes early in April.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It depends on the weather before the cherry blossom blooming.
Okay, right. Depends on the weather before. Good. What do people do when cherry blossoms are blooming?
People feel happy. So many people go to picnic or cherry blossom viewing picnic.
Okay.
And
picnics.
Under the trees.
Right.
They drink.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes karaoke.
Ah.
So they can enjoy even daytime and also in nighttime.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. What I'm going to do, number 7, to me takes a little, maybe long time to explain. So why don't we take a little break now,
okay,
and then we'll do number 7. And 7, to me, is always one of the most difficult answers. I don't think it's not particularly hard to explain. It's just a story of the winds going over the mountains. But some of the language may be used in the textbook, I think, is from the internet or something. So you can use easier words to explain the story. Okay. So we'll take a break and then we'll come back and we'll start with question 7. Okay.